From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Kosovo refugees heading for the U.S. naval base in Guantanamo, Cuba. Police and customs officials in Dominica on alert against assassination plots and why an Australian model appears on an Antiguan stamp. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The United States confirmed today that it intends to house some 20,000 refugees from the conflict in Kosovo at its naval base in Guantanamo in Cuba. More on this in a moment when journalist Tom Gibb in Havana and Professor Larry Burns of the Washington-based Council on Hemispheric Affairs join us. But first, the BBC's Jonathan Marcus reports that the crisis in the Balkans presents perhaps the greatest test yet for President Clinton's foreign policy.
It was President Clinton, more than any other NATO leader, who insisted that the Yugoslav president Slobodan Milosevic's rejection of the Rambouillet peace plan should be met by force. And it is the Americans who have played the key role in determining the means at NATO's disposal, an air campaign of unlimited duration. Initially, both Congress and US public opinion seemed sceptical about both the alliance's means and ends. What was America's vital stake in Kosovo? And could air power alone achieve the desired result? But now the mood in America is shifting. In part, it is a response to the horrifying exodus